If you're struggling in your career, business, or life, this podcast is for you. 9/11 survivor Ari Schoenbrunn shares inspiring interviews so you too can rise like a phoenix from the ashes to live your best life. Here's your host, Ari.
Welcome to Whispers and Bricks. My name is Ari Schoenbrunn. I'm your host. My guest today is Lily Walford. Lily Walford is an accountant turned international dating and relationship coach. After going through a couple of relationships with psychopathic narcissists, as she says, as she tries to figure out what attracted her to those types of people, that led her on this mission to help thousands of people to experience real, genuine, and honest love that lasts. She worked with singles and couples to improve their love lives so they enjoy lasting, undeniable love. Lily has worked with industry leaders within behavioral psychology and body language, which has supported her to create powerful results with her clients, such as people meeting their partner within 21 days through Lily's exclusive compatibility matrix approach. And she supported couples to reclaim the passion and chemistry within their current relationships. Her work has also been mentioned in national and international press, and she regularly contributes to various publications such as Cosmopolitan and Marie Claire. Please help me welcome Lily Walford. Lily, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm super excited to dive into all these crazy topics.
Well, that's great. I'm excited to have you on the show. You know, we've had some conversations earlier on, you and I, and I was just fascinated, and I think my audience is going to be fascinated. I think they're really, really going to enjoy this show. So, as you know, the name of this podcast is Whispers and Bricks. The whispers are those voices telling you what the right thing to do is, and they represent the good in life. And the bricks represent the bad things that we go through in life. And let's be real, everybody gets hit with a brick at some point in time in their life or another, some more bricks, some less bricks, some big bricks, some little bricks, but nobody goes through life on a high from beginning to end. It just doesn't happen. So for you, life seemed pretty good. You were an accountant. You worked for a Fortune 500 company, right? Things are good. Tell us a little bit about that part of your life to start off. Tell us how you got there, what you were doing.
Yeah. So originally when I came out of secondary school, I went straight into the family business. We had these really cute little, retail shops. So one was an old fashioned sweet shop. Another one was like a jewelry shop. And it really got me fascinated about business. And I thought, okay, I want to go into accountancy. And I slowly sort of built up, went into more corporate and worked, ended up in Fortune 500 companies. And before I entered created my business now, I was, working for a Fortune 500 company. I was in a relationship that I thought was absolutely fantastic. Lived in a beautiful four-bedroom home in a beautiful area of the city, two brand new Mercedes on the drive. And I think I was only about 20, 24, 25 at the time. So I thought, okay, brilliant, life's all mapped out. And all of a sudden, we ended that relationship. We went from going on to talking about holidays and where we're going to go next to a couple of hours later, it was like, got this text saying we need to talk. And it's like, great. Okay. So within a weekend, I suddenly, lost, my relationship, had to move house, kept the Mercedes. That's always good. And had to sort of almost rebuild my life. And it got me really questioning, okay, what's important to me? Why am I ending up in the wrong kind of relationships? And it really got me wondering, okay, what is a healthy relationship? Because even prior to that, I ended up in, like you were saying, a psychopathic narcissistic relationship. And even in that relationship, I was stalked for 5 years after that relationship.
Oh my God.
So insane.
So basically things were going well until you started to date a guy who turned out to be, as you put it, a psychopathic narcissist. All right. I guess that's when the bricks started to hit, as you kind of mentioned. You mentioned losing the house, losing whatever it was. Tell us what was going on at that point. He said you have to talk. And what happened?
Yeah, so that relationship wasn't with the psychopathic narcissist. So the psychopathic narcissist was a little bit before that one. But it was the relationship, again, it just wasn't right. It wasn't, so basically we were both very self-unaware, both emotionally unavailable, because anyone who goes through like a narcissistic relationship or relationship where you've been controlled, you tend to struggle to trust yourself and struggle to trust other people. So you tend to hold people at arm's length. So basically we were two damaged people that really couldn't, you know, we couldn't keep that relationship going anymore. And when that relationship ended, it kind of got me thinking, okay, what's going on within me? Why am I attracting these kind of relationships, whether they're narcissistic, whether they're emotionally unavailable, whether they're just not right for me? And within that year, so when that relationship ended, within 12 months, I became an NLP practitioner, a master practitioner, a life coach, a hypnotherapist. I did a bit of public speaking, and I created a business whilst working full time in a whole new job in a different city. You know, a lot had changed in that time. But it did make me realize that self-development, you know, self-confidence, self-worth, it's great, but it's still not quite enough when it comes to relationships.
So let me get this straight. You know, after it seems like you've got hit with a couple of bricks, you know, depending upon how many guys we talk about. But at this point, but right before you changed your whole life, I think, as you said, as we discussed, you actually hit rock bottom.
Very much so.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. When you hit that rock bottom, did you say to yourself, was there any point in time you said to yourself, you know what, I quit. I'm giving up myself. I'm giving up on my dreams. You know, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to crawl up into a little ball and die. Okay. And if that was the case, how did you turn it around?
It was quite interesting, actually. So I think during that time, so when that relationship broke down, a few days before, my dog had just recovered from an operation. So I was like sleeping on the sofa for 2 weeks, waiting for my dog to recover. Getting told off at work for having time off around the dog. So I was like emotionally exhausted, and then the relationship ended. So, and then realizing, okay, I've got to somehow, pack up the house, move, and arrange all these different things. And it was almost like running off adrenaline. I think that's the only way I can kind of put it. It was very much like just needing to get these things done. But there was a moment when I was packing up the kitchen, I was alone in the house, and it just kind of really hit me. It suddenly made me realize, wow, I'm leaving this life that I genuinely thought I loved. And it's like, okay, I'm kind of taking parts of me and parts of these memories and parts of these lives and trying to organize it into my new life. And yeah, I completely broke down. I never known pain like it. It was like, just literally felt it ripping through me, thinking, okay, I'm just being completely removed from this life. Haven't got a clue what's going to happen next. Haven't got a clue how I'm going to, move forward. But there was something in me that just snapped. And it said, right, okay, I thought this life was good. I thought that this was right for me. It's obviously not. But I'm committing to myself to make sure whatever I go into next, it's going to be better. Wow. And it was, yeah, it kind of allowed me then to create that driving force of not settling.
Okay, so you basically made a decision, all right, stuck with your decision to get out of, to climb out of the bottom of the barrel, basically. Were your parents involved at all? Did you have conversations with them? Were they helpful? You know, what was going on with that?
Yeah, thank goodness. They were super, super helpful. So they were about 60 miles away, so it wasn't too bad, about an hour and a half away drive. And I had my sister running up, picking up the dog, going back and helping me pick up, you know, items of furniture, clothes, you know, allowing allowing, you know, to make a really easy transition, sort of moving back close to family, because I moved back in with my parents for a term whilst also looking for a job and whilst also driving, you know, was it about just over two hour round trip going back to my job, which was in that city, because I had a 2 month notice period as well during that time. So it was crazy.
Okay. So you picked yourself up by your bootstraps, as they say, and you decided that you were going to start a new business. Am I right?
Almost.
Okay. So tell me, talk to me.
Yeah. So, you know, whilst I was going through all the craziness, this is when I actually started to, you know, realize I actually can't do all this on my own. And that's when I've actually made the decision that I'd actually reach out to a life coach, because I always thought that, you know, being able to reach out to someone like a life coach, never done it before. It scared me to death because I thought, oh, it's only for the weak people. Like, I had this big belief system around that. And I was amazed whilst going through all this transformation, whilst going through this crazy journey, you know, having the ability to understand myself and actually learning actually to have that kindness towards myself and realizing how amazing this was. I actually wanted to go into it. So this is when I actually started to go, okay, well, you know, what's life coaching? How do I get into it? And it was really strange because all of a sudden, my mum's best friend, I found out her partner was into something called NLP. And, you know, they've been together for ages. I don't know why I hadn't met him, you know, for, I think it was, they were together over sort of 5 or 6 years by that point. And for whatever reason, hadn't met him until the moment when I decided to sort of go into NLP. And we had this conversation about what it was and how it works with the subconscious mind. And within 10 minutes as well, you know, during that conversation, we actually had a chat about addictions and chocolate. Really, really random. And chocolate was one of these things that I absolutely loved. And within 10 minutes, I couldn't touch it. And I couldn't touch chocolate for about 18 months after that point, which is just crazy. And it made me realize actually how powerful NLP is and how powerful the mind is when it comes to actually creating these changes. So when that happened, that was it. I was sold. I needed to understand everything about NLP. I wanted to understand everything about the mind. And I also wanted to help people overcome, you know, various different issues within in their lives, which then later on developed into, you know, understanding relationships, improving relationships, and going down that line of business.
Well, I'm a novice, okay, and I'm a, can you start by telling me what is NLP? What does that stand for?
Yeah, so it's neuro-linguistic programming, and
what is that? What is that?
You know what? If you go online, you will see so many different interpretations of it. But mine would be it's the way that we communicate on a subconscious basis, because a lot of people tend to focus on trying to just force their mind to think a certain way. But when you actually start working with the subconscious, you can end up having lasting changes. So it's a little bit like the subconscious is the part of the mind that allows us to automatically drive and not realize we've taken a turning and we end up at a final destination versus, you know, the conscious mind where we're like, okay, I'm going to go on a diet, start Monday, and all we can think about is the chocolate cake. So
I hear that.
Right?
Yeah, story of my life. Right. So, but you had some help. As you know, as we discussed before the show, you met or got in touch with a gentleman that was going to work with you, Chase. I think was his name.
Correct. Yeah. So that was 12 months into my journey. So when I went through all the NLP and all those different things, thought it was fantastic, but realized it wasn't quite enough when it came to, you know, relationships and really understanding who's compatible, who's safe and all those different things. And at that point, I was dating and I ended up meeting another stalker. So long story short, from just my profile picture and just from a couple of messages, he had managed to find out where I lived and sent a big bunch of flowers. And, you know, alarm bells were ringing. My mum, bless her, who's lovely, she was going, okay, when are you going to meet the guy? Because that tends to be the first thing that we think to do. As soon as we receive something, we want to be able to give back in some sort of way. That's a whole other direction in that conversation of how influence works. So I knew that this person was a stalker. I knew it was a dangerous personality type, and this person knew where I lived. And that's when I reached out to one of my friends who I knew that was working with Chase and, you know, sent the messages, sent the pictures of the profile over. And within a few minutes, Chase actually allowed me to understand the ways to actually disengage with this, you know, dangerous personality type without being rude, without being confrontational. And all of a sudden, this person didn't want to pursue me anymore. And I knew from that moment I wanted to understand more about behavior and behavioral profiling and how that I can actually use that to allow people to stay safe. So Chase, a little bit of background on him, he is a world leader in behavioral profiling. He has trained over 2,500 military operatives to a Jason Bourne, James Bond kind of level with $30 million worth of government-backed research. So he knows his stuff. You know, he can profile people in 6 minutes or less and read body language better than a polygraph machine. So when it's just insane. And when I sort of started to understand more about Chase's work, that was it. I went on a course, I learned more about him, and we partnered up in business to be able to give this to, you know, to start off with singles who want to go ahead and meet the one and keep safe whilst dating. Because what was it, two women in the UK every week get killed by their partners or ex-partners. Bear in mind, the UK is quite small. And, you know, one in three women and one in four men, you know, in the US go through physically abusive relationships. And it shows that it's a huge problem. So, yeah.
Sounds like it. Wow.
So through we're able to profile people and say, okay, this person's safe to be with. This person's actually compatible with you. And all of my clients that I've worked with using this information have all entered into long-term relationships. Some have entered those relationships in as little as 21 days as well.
That is absolutely amazing. It's just, it's crazy. It's really absolutely amazing. So let me ask you this, and I think I know the answer, but I'll ask anyway. Who is the one person you would point to that you would say had the most influence in your life?
Believe it or not, I think I might surprise you. But it would be my partner. We actually met, we actually entered a relationship shortly after I did one of Chase's courses. And over the span of our relationship, so far, we have learned so much about each other, what creates a healthy relationship. He's also a behavioral profiler as well. And, you know, together, you know, we've learned so much that's helped us to help so many other couples and singles worldwide. So I would say him.
Wow. Okay. So now, what are you doing now? I think you've got, you mentioned to me that you've got some exciting news. You want to share it with us, please?
Yeah. So we've just launched our radio station, which has just been absolutely incredible. So we're now reaching, I believe it's 1.5 million listeners every week.
Wow. That is great. And I assume that's along this, this program is all about relationships and making the right choices, et cetera. Am I correct?
It is. It's all about, you know, love, relationships, dating, how to improve relationships. And we're also launching a book this year as well. So we're looking to launch in June.
Oh, what kind of book? What's the book about?
So this is predominantly for professionals who are looking to meet the right partner.
Wow. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You know, I'm so glad that you agreed to come on the show. I think it was very, very important. Let me ask you this. If people want to get in touch with you, what will be the best way for them to do that? You have a website. You're going to have a radio show, but you have a website. You have an email address. What have you got? How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, of course. So our website is lovewithintelligence.com. And you can also contact us through email, and that's info@lovewithintelligence.com.
Wow. Well, it looks like you're really, really doing a lot. It looks like you're helping a lot of people. I'm sure you've helped. I'm sure you have helped and will be helping a lot of people in my audience. It's absolutely amazing. All right. And one so young, I mean, you're what? How old are you?
I'm 29.
29. Oh my God, you could be my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Okay, great. Well, Lily, thanks so much for sharing your story with my audience. Good luck going forward. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep helping people. The whispers, avoid the bricks, and never, ever give up on your dreams. Bye for now.
So that's it for today's episode of Whispers and Bricks. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 private VIP day with Ari himself. Be sure to head on over to whispersandbrickspodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Ari's gift and join us on the next episode.